everyone. This is Peter Grandich on Saturday, June 3rd at 4 p.m. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read my disclosures. Please note that my X page is and must be my primary method of communication. My YouTube page is now primarily used just to post interviews of me and Pete Speaks. I may interview others, but not often. As I stated in my New Year's commentary, portfolio management should be mostly conservative for most people with minimal speculative or highly risk investments. For me personally, I own just 3 junior resource stocks, although in a very big way. I can't emphasize enough my personal mantra, less is more. Capital preservation over capital appreciation, and be a live chicken versus a dead duck. Depending on one's age and personal needs, the single largest part of a portfolio to me should be liquid via government money market funds, T-bills, and CDs. Capital appreciation, both in general equities and gold, only through equity index annuities or ETFs that offer a similar style. Fixed income via T-bonds and only AAA muni bonds. Avoid all bond funds, corporate bonds, private credit, and equity investments. It's imperative you be as tax efficient as possible on the belief governments at all levels will be greatly raising taxes over the coming years as a debt crisis never seen before in man's history is upon us. Below is where I believe the psyche is on various financial markets. Finally, I will only speak to 3 junior resource stocks that I currently own. All others over the last 3 years were addressed late last year in a blog post that I link below. Their performance, by the way, is not 85% anymore, but closer to 100% a year for all 3 years if you use year-end closing prices. The 3 I still own are all strong holds now for me, and now if anyone owns them because of me, I urge you to consider one of the 3 strategies going forward. I'm only going to comment on them going forward if there's major news or if I sell a large part of my holdings or all of it. The highest risk-reward strategy is to simply take out your original investment and let the rest ride. A more middle-of-the-road play is to take out at least a double and the tax dollars needed to pay such gains and then let the rest ride. And the most conservative approach is to withdraw your initial investment and establish a sell strategy based on either the share price, the amount of shares you own, or time elapsed, and start implementing that immediately. Almost everyone should have at least a triple-digit gain and many 500% or more. This will ensure critics have nothing to use against us moving forward. Regarding those 3, North Isle Copper and Gold has 6 conferences scheduled this month alone, so expect plenty of news in the coming weeks. Radisson Mining is anticipating to report drill results, and with 8 rigs projected to be operating continuously, updates are expected every few weeks throughout much of 2026. In regards to Group 11 resources, if new drill results continue to confirm significant bigger potential, expect the stock to rise at least at a dollar or higher and a major funding round for further drilling. I plan to speak with Michael Gentile soon and will ask for his thoughts on these 3. That's it. Again, my X page is going to be the dominant communication method for me. Peace be with you in 2026.